Why don't we start out with a couple of patients, just to, and I think certainly the majority or a lot of the interest in terms of targeted therapy is in PARP inhibitors. So you've got a couple of patients who are actually part of trials. How about this 62-year-old lady who, I guess, presented with metastatic disease? What happened there?
So she was interesting. Her brother had breast cancer, so male breast cancer, in the mid-2000s, and that prompted the family to initiate testing. And so she knew she had a BRCA2 gene mutation, a germline mutation, long before she developed pancreatic cancer. Unfortunately, there was no real screening paradigm, and when she presented with typical symptoms of pancreatic cancer, abdominal pain, et cetera, she was evaluated, thought to have an operable tumor, but intraoperatively, unfortunately, had a intraoperatively biopsy-proven metastasis. So they didn't operate, but after she recovered from therapy, we actually happened to have a clinical trial available with a combination of chemotherapy and a PARP inhibitor, FOLFOX and veliparib. And she went on therapy, and she actually was able to stay on therapy for nearly 14 months. She actually had a very robust response. Her disease almost completely disappeared. There was just a slightest sliver of tumor available. Her quality of life was essentially normal during the time that she was on therapy. And her response, her outcome was fairly typical of a BRCA-mutated patient who's able to get on PARP inhibitor-based therapy. Now, unfortunately, her ultimate outcome was also typical in that she did eventually develop resistance to therapy, and her cancer progressed, and we needed to resort to other standard therapies for pancreatic cancer.
Just out of curiosity, what other therapies did she receive, and what's her current status?
It's interesting. She actually received gemcitabine nab-paclitaxel as second-line therapy, did not really respond at all. And then she was able to, I think she actually came down to Houston and was put on a phase 1 immunotherapy trial. And she was responding, surprisingly, to the immunotherapy. She actually developed cholecystitis that ended up becoming septic and passed from the cholecystitis, but at a time when her cancer was actually responding. I mention immunotherapy because there is a body of literature to suggest that patients with underlying DNA damage response and repair mutations, there may be a similar degree of mutational load that we see with the MSI high patients that may lead to an increased responsiveness to immune checkpoint inhibitors. But that's still very much being studied and yet to be defined.
Now, when you say she got immunotherapy, was it a checkpoint inhibitor?
It was a checkpoint inhibitor with, I believe, a CSF1R antagonist as well. It was a combination immunotherapy study.
So she got veliparib, she got a PARP inhibitor, but she also got FOLFOX. So I guess it's kind of hard to separate that out. And, you know, we haven't seen much data in general in other cancers of combining PARP inhibitors with chemotherapy. Veliparib is the one that you hear about.